This is Biotechnica, and you're listening to India's first life science podcast, The Voice of Biotechnica.
Hi everyone. I have a question for all of you. Have you heard of the diseases called hypercholesterolemia, diabetes, obesity, hypertension, thyroidism? Yeah? Have you heard about them? Yeah, I know. You must be thinking, what a silly question. Of course, everyone knows about it. I mean, at least one person in every house is affected with them. Right? So what do we do to stay healthy? I mean, this is the very next common question that comes to our mind. Right? And the most common answer to this is, eat healthy. Now, dietary advice always tends to be based on the theory that there is going to be one diet that will help everyone. Well, this sounds good. But in the face of obesity epidemic, it seems like the guidelines haven't been effective. In one study, it was found that the diet that makes one individual lean and healthy might have the complete opposite effect on another. For the researchers, it was their goal to find the optimal diet, but what they concluded was that it depends very much on the genetics of the individual, and there isn't one diet that is best for everyone. Now you must be thinking, what can we do to know which diet will be best suited for us? Well, not to worry. One way to understand what our body needs is through the DNA test. So are you wondering whether is it true at all? I mean, does our DNA tell us anything at all? And even if it can throw light on our requirements, how much does it reveal? If we can predict a disease by DNA analysis, can we predict the needs of our body? Well, friends, in today's session of Voice of Biotechnica, I, Shomrita, will throw some insight into a topic that has become a hot cake for the leading biotech companies all around the world: genes and diet. It has often made us think, can a diet be really designed to suit our genetics? The idea that each of us has a unique nutrient blueprint within our genes is a delicious concept. Perhaps this helps explain the growth in personalized nutrition testing and services such as Habit, Profile Precise, and Nutrigenomics. If science and genetics have taught us anything, is that there is no such thing as a one-size-fits-all diet recommendation. Everyone's body has unique needs, and by focusing on what our body tells us, we can work towards better health. And to gather these information, we need our DNA. So looking at your nutritional need, metabolic health factors, and matching diet, a DNA test can reveal your genetic diet type, which vitamins you need to optimize, how your diet affects your cholesterol, if you're sensitive to lactose, and more. Surprised, are you? Yes, it's true. We can build our personalized genetic nutrient profile from the tiny molecule called DNA. And why not? I mean, all the enzymes or hormones or other proteins which are helping in our metabolism is being coded by the DNA only. So can you make more proactive decisions regarding your diet based on your DNA, including the ratio of carbs, proteins, and fats for your body? Okay, now let's just have a look at the few of the diets your DNA may suggest based on your genetic nutrient profile. Maybe then you will get the idea, right? Now, a balanced diet, the first to follow. If you are in good health and free from complications like high cholesterol and high blood pressure, a DNA test may suggest maintaining a balanced diet. A balanced diet means eating an array of food from which major food group, from proteins and carbohydrates to fruits and vegetables. make the most of this diet by focusing on more nutrient-dense foods such as colorful fruits and vegetables, whole grains, high-quality lean protein and healthy fats. The next diet that can be recommended is a low-carb diet. A DNA test can reveal if you have a higher than average genetic likelihood for elevated blood sugar levels. For people who want to monitor their insulin and blood sugar levels, if they are pre-diabetic or diabetic, lowering their risk for heart disease factors, fight metabolic syndromes and feel less sluggish, a low-carb diet may be recommended. Sugar and carbs go hand in hand, as starchy foods like wheat bread and potatoes have higher glycemic levels than whole grains and more nutritious vegetables. So for a low-carb diet, the goal is to limit the amount of carbohydrates consumed and focus on non-starchy colorful vegetables, healthy fats and high-quality lean protein. The third diet can be a low-fat diet. Now, your cholesterol levels are another factor a DNA test will look at. This can reveal if you have a higher than average genetic likelihood for elevated LDL cholesterol levels and decreased HDL cholesterol levels or elevated triglyceride levels. Now, if you are at risk for any of these, a DNA diet may suggest a low-fat diet. A low-fat diet doesn't eliminate all fats, just the unhealthy ones. So trans fats and saturated fats are unhealthy fats which can increase harmful LDL cholesterol and increase your chances of type 2 diabetes and heart diseases. But polyunsaturated and monounsaturated fats and omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids can do the opposite. Decrease harmful cholesterol levels by building cell membranes and the covering of nerves and prevent heart diseases. So rather than eliminate fats entirely from your diet, focus on increasing your intake of healthy essential fats, such as eating more nuts, fish and avocados, while avoiding fried and greasy fruits cooked with trans or saturated fats. Now, the next one will be the Mediterranean diet. So, depending on your cholesterol levels and other healthy factors, your DNA may suggest following the Mediterranean diet. A Mediterranean diet is essentially a high-fat and low-carb diet. It may help improve healthy cholesterol levels and keep blood sugar levels in a healthy range. So similar to a balanced diet, the Mediterranean diet can be beneficial to follow even if you are healthy and not at risk for certain health conditions. So when following the Mediterranean diet, focus on eating a balance of colorful fruits and vegetables, whole grains, legumes, monounsaturated and polyunsaturated fats which you will get from nuts, olive oils and avocados. And high quality seed foods and low fat dietary products can also be added to your Mediterranean diet. Now, avoid sugary and starchy foods, trans fats, added sugar and excessive red meat intake. The next will be your lactose-free diet, which is the last recommendation that a DNA test can give you. So, a DNA test can reveal if you have an increased genetic likelihood for lactose intolerance, which may explain uncomfortable side effects that you might experience from eating lactose. So, lactose, as we know, is the sugar found in milk. So, based on your genetic makeup, your body may have trouble properly digesting it. As a result, you may experience bloating, cramps, stomach pain, and other uncomfortable side effects. So if you are at risk for lactose intolerance, consider replacing milk with lactose-free alternatives such as almond oil or flaxseed milk. You may also want to try going several weeks without eating dairy to see how you feel. If you notice an improvement, continue limiting or eliminating dairy and lactose from your diet. So friends, just send your saliva sample to one of these companies and they will send your dietary chart in your hands. But a doubt still remains. How far accurate result can be provided to you? Are the results always successful in delivering what they promise? Well, experts say that when it comes to diet advice, it's misleading to say that the blueprint is our genes. According to a new study, a person's genes don't actually have an effect on how well certain diets might work, which runs contrary to what some personalized nutrition companies may claim. So researchers at Stanford University found that overweight adults who followed a low-fat or low-carbohydrate diet tailored to their genetic predisposition and biological makeup weren't any more successful in shedding pounds than the groups that followed the same two diets but without the customization of these predispositions. Lead study author Christopher Gardner and director of nutrition studies at the Stanford Prevention Research Center noted that the point of the study wasn't to compare a low-fat diet to a low-carb one to see which was best for weight loss, as many previous studies have done. Instead, the goal was to explore which factors, genetic patterns and insulin resistance, might predict success for people on the two diets. In other words, which diet is best for whom? In the study, the researchers tracked about 600 overweight adults ages between 18 to 50 who were randomly assigned to follow either a healthy low-fat diet or a healthy low-carbohydrate diet, you know, containing 20 grams of fat or carbs at the beginning of the study for 1 year. Now, all of the men and women had their DNA tested before the study to see if they had one of three genes that could predict whether they might achieve better weight loss results on a diet that was low fat or low carb, or whether they lacked these genes. When the researchers analyzed the data, they didn't find that being assigned to a diet that matched that individual's genetic makeup or insulin resistance could predict weight loss success. Neither genetic predisposition nor insulin resistance was helpful in identifying which diet was better for whom. So this was according to the study. Now, in a previous study of 100 overweight women, Stanford researchers found that women who followed a low-fat or low-carb diet that matched their genotype lost 2 to 3 times more weight after 1 year than did women on diets that were a mismatch for their genetics. Now, even though the previous study used the same genotype patterns that were tested in the new study, researchers were not able to confirm the results of the larger study. So, besides genetic testing, the participants were also given a test to measure whether they were insulin resistant, that is, whether or not the individual's body responds properly to the hormone insulin. Dirush Muzaffarian, a cardiologist and dean of Friedman School of Nutrition Science and Policies at Tufts University, said, "DNA is important, but it plays a pretty minor role in making personal decisions about food. So far, genes only explain about 5 to 10% of the risks linked to diet-related diseases such as obesity and type 2 diabetes." So he says that for basic healthy living, it's not about your genes. It's about your behavior. Well, now here is something to think about. Test results are not foolproof and also they are not fully wrong. So here comes the big question. What to do? Should I take the help of DNA or stick to the normal chart? Well, what a tough decision, right? Now, I'm thinking about it, okay? So you think too. And do let me know what you have decided. Now, before you come to conclusions, do remember something. The test results might have closed the doors on the possibility that the low-fat genotype pattern and the low-carb genotype pattern that were tested might be useful to predict weight loss success. But this does not eliminate the possibility that there are other genotype patterns that could be useful to predict your weight loss success. But these wouldn't have been discovered, tested, and replicated. Well, friends, coming to the end of this session, I, Shomrita, will take a leave now with a dream of successfully linking DNA to our diet. So till the next time we meet, let's dream of making this venture a success. Bye-bye.